We are live.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another live PDR think tank here on Mr. Christopher Ray's Dentless Touch YouTube channel. Hope you guys, sorry, we got quite a few of you guys waiting. We're trying to get there at the 901 mark. So go ahead and introduce yourself, Dave.
Dave from Windy City Dent Repair out of Chicago.
Is it getting cold there yet, Dave?
Yeah, it's 54 degrees today.
What?
Yep. That's
and
crazy.
Ryan from RPS Dent Repair out of Baltimore. What's going on, fellas?
And Chris, Dentless Touch, Washington, D.C. area. So like we always do, we start off with tools. I barely can hear myself with these headphones on. It's kind of weird. Well, let's start this show off with the tools that I guess has caught our eye this week.
Dave is going first.
Oh, snap. Dave got some tools.
I have some simple.
Holy schnauzers.
Yeah, he's breaking up like crazy. That's that Comcast internet right there.
Okay, Dave, that was a great tool. New tool. Buy a new router. Router 101. All right, Chris, go for it, buddy.
All right, this will be quick. So this is a Blim tool that I have here. It's a adjustable handle, so it pivots wherever you pretty much wherever you need it, and that's in the work.
Is it a tight spline or is it a wide spline?
No, it seems to be wide. I would say it's maybe a 12, maybe 16 point. So it's not that aggressive. It's not like the PDR Finesse.
Okay,
that's a little bit more. Yeah,
that thing's long,
eighth of an inch. Yeah, you know, I use the Dent Craft a lot. So the Dent Craft black handle, I use that a lot. But I've been picking this up. It has a little bit, I would say maybe a half inch more throw than the Dent Craft black handle.
Oh, cool.
It's a little longer. And the adjustable tip is not bad. I pretty much work it in reverse. So I pretty much work it like this.
Well, okay.
Can't even put it in a frame here, so that's how I kind of get down with it. So this is a Blim tool. I can share, guys.
Am I better?
Is my application good? Screen. Yeah, you're way better.
That sounds so much better, Dave-O. All
right. So as I was saying, though, actually, so Chris, I do have that tool. Is it better or no?
Yeah, I really like it. It's a lot of power. That's the tool, yeah. If anybody's interested. That's the part number. But it's a lot of power. I've had this tool for probably about 2 to 3 years. I haven't had any issues with it, so definitely a great tool for anybody. You guys hear me?
We can hear you.
Oh, okay. All right. And my second tool that I have here, I use it today. It's the Milwaukee Heated Jacket. If you guys don't have one of these, I mean, these bad boys are nice.
How do you do with the battery in the pocket? How do you feel about that?
You don't even feel it. So it's a side pocket. So maybe when you sit down and in a tight area, you can, you know, like maybe a stadium seat, you can kind of feel it because those are tight seats. But, you know, I only bring like two batteries with me. I was using this and it's, you know, it's only one bar that's been used so far. And I was using it for probably about 45 minutes as I was sitting in the truck doing some work on the computer. But also it has a USB charging point right there. And so you could just charge your phone, all kinds of stuff in this jacket. So I had this for when they first came out. It's like 2 years, I think I've had this jacket.
Where is the battery in the jacket? Is it like down in the pocket or? So I've always seen the jackets.
So I'll put it on. And so you turn it on right here and it has a hand warmer. So it has a jacket warmer. And then it has the hand warmer, and when it gets hot, you can double tap it, and it's like the cool option, just a little bit less heat. And the the battery pack is on your side.
Oh, I see.
So you still have your kind of place to put your hands, your little pockets for your hands, which has warmers inside of it. And then, you know, normally where I put my phone is right here, and the cord goes all the way down to the battery.
Oh, there's a hole. That's awesome.
Yeah, there's a hole right here for the cord. So that it's a crazy jacket. I probably will invest in the vest that they use, because I don't like working with this heavy jacket. But
sometimes you got to, man.
Yeah. All in all, this is a great buy. I hate to be uncomfortable when working. I mean, this makes no sense. So, you know, if it's a Dave, I don't know why you don't have that jacket, but maybe used to the cold. I don't know. But
I layer up, I double up, and that just, for me, it makes things easy. But I'm trying to pull cars into places. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. So that's the only tech tools that I have right now today.
let's try Dave-O again while we got some.
Well, I had this knockdown. I have this knockdown, and this is the one I use for all my heavy crowns. It's made by Ultra. It's a steel core knockdown with a
chair tip
at the end. And so this is always in my pocket next to the VIP. And this is what I'm using for those heavy, you know, big sharp crowns. And then I'll probably go to maybe a plastic and then a VIP for finishing. But yeah, this knockdown made by Ultra, definitely highly recommended.
And that's rubber. The green part is rubber around it, correct?
Yeah, that is rubber on the outside here. There's supposed to be rubber at the top, but then it
wears through.
It wears through, but I do like the way it still hits with the metal on metal.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Dave, there's something with Ultra, right? You were talking about some hashtags earlier for me today. You want to kind of elaborate?
Oh, yeah. I was just saying, like, I went to their website today because I was actually looking to possibly pick up another one of these knockdowns. And on their home webpage, if you hashtag Ultra Dent Tools, either on Twitter, Facebook, and I think Instagram, they'll actually upload that photo to their website. So if you hashtag Ultra Dent Tools, whatever photo that is, it'll be at the bottom of their website. They'll add it to their site, which is
that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can kind of get featured on the homepage.
Nice.
Hashtag Ultra Dent Tools. Yeah. Thought that was kind of cool. I saw that today.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
Cross marketing at its best.
Yeah. I thought it was a really, really cool feature of their website, because I knew they were doing some revisions, and before it was kind of hard to navigate their website before. But now that they've done a couple updates to the site, and I just noticed that today at the bottom of the site, they have these featured photos for people who have hashtagged Ultra Dent Tools. So I thought that was really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Ryan, what you got? I know you always got something good.
So I bought a new tip from Dentcraft. It's Dentcraft R2, and it's like a mini R4. I've been using it, I guess, maybe 2 weeks. I mean, last week really doesn't count because I was at SEMA, but I'm really enjoying this. I'm a big R4 guy. So this thing, right now, it's been my go-to. So,
did you put any tape on it? Or you just leave the metal on
I actually did use Dave Stream's crap tape. And what that really did was it didn't give me the push. I like sharp tools anyway, but what it did was it made the tool not slip as much. So it's not that soft little slide that you'll get sliding, or the crap tape did a really good job with that. I've been using the crap out of the crap tape.
Yeah.
So that tip that goes on, obviously, you know, for the viewers that don't know, that goes on on a tool. And what type of dent will you be repairing with something like that? Or will you be finishing? I mean,
I used it on a hail car today, instead of a super sharp tip. I use it on a lot of stuff I probably shouldn't use it on, but it pushes different than the sharp tip. It doesn't give me that real tough high spot. If you push too hard with a sharp, it gives you a little little easier to work around.
I think the rounder tips are just so much better than even some of the, you know, kind of, what do they call it? Gator tooth tips that. Yeah, I really like the round tip.
Got one that, I mean, that thing is so sharp. I almost think it puts holes in the metal. You know, I mean, I use it. I do use it all the time. It's a great tip. It's like super fine finishing. But check it out. I think they're like $6 or $7.
Yeah, dent craft tools are so inexpensive and best bang for your buck, I think, for anybody starting in to get in this
second
industry.
Second thing I have is James Lee sent this out to me, and it's the hail light adapter. Put it on your hail light. It'll work. Like, I use a DeWalt. Instead of using a big battery, the DeWalt battery snaps in here. This hooks on the hail light. And then you have to buy, which is a separate part, is the cigarette adapter to two alligator clips. And that hooks to your hail light. It's got a USB charger here for your cell phone or glue gun or, you know, anything you got. I used it today. It's freaking awesome. Less weight. I don't have to lug that battery around. I have a big 6 amp hour DeWalt battery. I bet you it would last a couple days on that.
Nice.
So if you guys don't have it, you do some hail. It's super compact. I think it's mainly for the hail guys that travel a lot, you know, so they don't have to pack those batteries. You're just packing this little adapter that comes off the hail light, the alligator clip cigarette lighter adapter, and a battery, and you're good to go. The only disadvantage I see with this product is the weight. I like a lot of weight on the bottom of my hail light.
Right.
This is not a whole lot of weight. So it does have its downfall.
It makes that light top heavy when you...
Yes. Yes. And I do a lot of roofs and SUVs. And so it makes it a little challenging. You know, maybe I have to make an adjustment with something there. So, you know, here's that. Now I have a new tool release, and Chris has used it. It's finally coming to the market. I've been kind of putting it off for a couple weeks to make sure we test it and make sure it's a good product. And so it is a new alcohol from Keystone. Yes, Keystone LKQ company. It's called the Platinum Refinish Pull the Paint. Now, what that pull the paint is, they're selling a system with Kiko for a pull the paint system. I think we talked about it a couple shows ago when we did the training in Linthicum. It's called Key CRS. It is some of the best alcohol I've ever used. Perfect example. The reason I say that is, you know, you have your old tabs, you don't always get the glue off of them, and they're on there, and you spray it with alcohol and it gets brittle and it just breaks off, and it's a pain in the butt to get the glue off the tab. It takes it right off.
So how is this different than a regular 91% that I can get at Walgreens?
They hired chemists. They took the 91% alcohol, did some testing, did some field testing with some technicians. It's got ethanol in it.
That sounds safe.
Yeah.
I know, right?
But I will tell you, man, I mean, it says it's got 67-63-0 alcohol, which I don't know what that means. And then it has 64-17x5 ethanol. Chris has a QR code. If you guys are interested in your market, I have it locally. Yes. We can get it locally here. The QR code you're going to have to hit with your phone, and then it'll send you to like a questionnaire, and it'll kind of tell you who your rep is in that area and help you get in contact with them. It's about the same price as the isopropyl, the 91% alcohol you get from Walgreens or CVS. The other thing I like about this bottle is they're telling me that it is, they did a lot of testing with the bottle with the alcohol. A lot of times you put alcohol in a bottle and it swells up here and it cracks and then it'll start leaking. They did testing on all of that. They weathered it in heat and cold, stored it upside down. They're saying that this bottle won't crack or leak. I've been running one in my truck for probably almost 2 months. And I've been putting it through the motions. It really cleans the panel.
My biggest thing would be, or I guess one question that comes to mind is that reacting with ceramic coating. because I've had my regular or not denatured, but my 91% alcohol on ceramic coating. If it's a cheaper coating, it'll actually mess that coating up. Yeah, so I wonder how that how that would react. Sometimes you don't, you know, and that's sometimes you don't know.
Oh, but, yeah.
You know, you're taking
that risk. Well, you can, a lot of times, like if I'm going and I hit something with 3000, I can tell if it's got ceramic coating on it.
Right.
Just the way the sandpaper is moving on the surface. Mm-hmm. A lot, sometimes you can't tell, you know, if you're at a body shop and you're there to work on a car, you know, you don't know if it's got ceramic coating on it. I don't know how to even test that. But if it's got a dent in it and they want you to fix it, you're either going to fix it or the body shop's going to fix it. So their ceramic coating's going away either way. Yep. But check it out. It's definitely worth the check.
Yeah. QR code was left behind. So you guys just,
you know, if you've got questions, email me. I can email you the QR code, whatever works for you guys, or reach out on social media. I will be posting this on my Instagram tomorrow, so I'll try to add that QR code so you guys can get it off of that also. But check it out. It's Keystone's Alcohol. Works extremely well. You used it at the Kiko training, Chris, remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was great. Check it out.
We have a ton of questions that is going through the chat right now. We try our best to get through them, guys.
I'm shutting up. My mouth is shutting up.
So I know, Dave, you've been answering them.
I've been trying to keep up as much as I can.
There's one guy talking about.
There's a lot. Guys, I mean, let's run through these topics real quick. Our five positive trends. We'll kind of talk about it, and I think we should just start answering all these questions.
Okay. Yeah. You know. So maybe give us like 15 minutes and we'll go through all your questions.
Yeah. We're going to get them, trying to answer them as much as we can.
Of course. Getting a dinner on the hood before it's open. Okay. Yeah. So, just wait 1 second while we go through this. So, the topic of today is five positive trends that influence our PDR industry currently today. And me and the guys, Dave and Ryan, we put together what we feel is, you know, five trends. Dave, do you want to go over the first one?
Yeah. So, you know, you had brought this topic up to me, and the first thing that I thought of for a positive trend in influencing the PDR industry, one positive trend is technicians making new tools. I thought that was it's been a huge positive impact for this industry within the last, I'd say, 5 to 10 years. But I think this craft in general has always just created its own, you know, kind of tooling for it, you know, for itself. We're just bending metal sticks in a bunch of different ways and then adding, you know, handles to them. And so, like, you know, when you simplify it, that's all we're doing. But when you have guys innovating the industry, like with James Lee and that, you know, in the light, and Stucky with his light,
Shane Jacks.
Shane Jacks with his hammers. I think just making new tools and making this job, you know, a little bit easier is huge. Has been one of probably the top positive trends influencing this industry.
And it's making 5 to 10 years. It's making us as technicians just get through these jobs a whole lot faster. And especially as, you know, alloys change in the cars. I mean, we need something a little quicker to kind of combat the challenges that we run into, you know, every day. I mean, a new model comes out and you're like, okay, this is pushing different.
Yeah.
And then you go get that dent reaper that's out there now that, you know, it's probably, you know, a lot of guys like that for aluminum. So like you said, dent guys building tools. I mean, you're pretty much unstoppable now with Sal's dent dial. I use that dent dial in pretty much every video. It's because it's the most versatile tool in my arsenal. And when I do those types of repairs, leverage is key. So that tool gets washed and buffed and put away. That's my baby. So I agree. I agree. Do we need more guys building more tools, or you think we're kind of at our max with that?
No way. Things are going to keep changing. I mean, look at Dave Johnson. This came out with a dingbat.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Little changes of little things on tools,
which will spark someone. I think spark new ideas for someone else. Like, yeah. Oh, you know, cause so like, I don't think that way. I don't think like there, you know, when I, with this craft, that we do day in and day out,
mm-hmm.
It is not at all a point, or, you know, there's not a point in time in my head throughout the day is like, oh, I need a tool for this. I don't think mm-hmm. that way. So when guys are thinking about tools and trying to, you know, innovate and come out with new things, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm like, yes, keep doing it.
We said this the other day. We're like, how many blending hammers do you need?
Yeah.
Every time something comes out, it's a little different, or, oh man, the weight's perfect on this, or you're going to get to a point where you're going to find what works for you, and it's going to be different for every tech out there. There's no one set of tools. You can put a set of tools together. Not everybody's going to like them.
Well, I mean, yeah. And us three all have different sets of tools, and we've talked about that before. And, you know, we look at each other sometimes when we work together and it's, why are you using that?
Yes.
You know, why are you picking that tool up? And so, you know, guys coming out with new things, I think is just only helping us get better, faster, and deliver a higher quality product at the end of the day. And that's, I think, what needs to keep happening with paintless dent repair.
And I owe Sal a little love, so I gotta bring this up. I had Sal message me. We had a show a couple weeks ago, and I explained how expensive the dent dials are. So I need to clarify. I need to clarify here. They are expensive, but for one, I look at the industry. Nobody else has come out with anything. You know, there's the what was the other thing that came out that's somewhat close to what he has, that's like Russian made. I can't even think of the name of it. But anyway, it's not that it's an expensive tool. When you look at it, there's no frills to it. It is a caveman tool, but it works, man. So if you don't have it, I didn't believe it. I mean, Dave and I just bought them. Dave and I just bought them at MTE. Yeah. The Anaconda, that's it. You know, Dave and I bought them at MTE. And let me tell you, I use that 22 heavy 4 or 5 times a week. Easy, if not more.
Yeah.
So, no disrespect, Sal. Still love you, buddy. I'm glad you reached out to me.
It expensive tool, it is hard to get your hands on one. I think there's a waiting list for it too. I remember guys waiting 2 to 3 months.
So if you don't get one at MTE, you're probably going to be SOL for a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. And he came to MTE and sold out in an hour though.
Don't try to take it on the plane.
Like Yeah.
So, man, you know, but yeah, good stuff. That's all. You mean to go for the next one?
Yeah, so the next one that we have here, guys, and if you guys have any trends that you're seeing, go ahead and mention it in a comment in the chat. Dave is doing a wonderful job jumping into this chat. So if you guys have one that you see that is coming up that's helping the PDR industry, don't forget to put it in the chat. So I think the industry comprehension is rising. It's just and that means basically we're just people are coming more aware of, you know, PDR and what we can do. So from detailers to, you know, body shops and just the average customer. I mean, I've had a customer request, oh, why don't you just, isn't there someone that could just pull it out? You know, I think it's called paintless something. Actually, they always say dentless. So, you know, I think that's one of the things that really should help the industry. I always say when I go to my wife's events for her job, it'd be 100 people there and I always ask, oh, what do you do? This, that, and the third. And really only 1% knows. There's only one guy like, yeah, I think I got it done on my car a while back. So, you know, there's enough.
We have that discussion a lot about how, you know, no one knows what we do. And when explain. Yeah.
Have I heard about a suction cup one more time? It's the craziest thing ever. The vacuum machine. Break out your vacuum machine. Do you want the Hoover or do you want the Dyson?
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the things that's going to help our, you know, one of the trends. More and more people are posting on YouTube, social media, and doing a great job doing that.
quality showing quality work. You know what I mean?
Quality work.
Yeah. And that's combating, I think, the, you know, what else is out there. You know, and I think as, you know, this becomes more popular and as more and more technicians, you know, become more available or, you know, they get more tech savvy, there's going to just be more knowledge and education to the customer, which is going to be huge for the industry.
Yep.
I think shows like ours help too. I mean, I had a one of my shops 2 weeks ago. Was, I watch your live show on YouTube. It's awesome. They're an estimator. How did you find us on YouTube? You know what I mean? I mean, so shows like this, I mean, there's the Tactical Dent. You got Mike Toledo doing his live stuff all the time now. That type of information, just random people are picking it up. You know what I mean? So just the information's out there. I remember when I started, there was nothing.
Nothing, like, man.
Zero.
Yeah. Yep. And like, see, and like, you know, and there's that we've had comments before. It's like, oh, you're giving, you know, information. I said, well, you know, we can give there's information on how to become a billionaire, but you don't see me, you know, next to Donald Trump. You know what I mean? There's so much information, you know, about this industry, but who's going to put in the work to actually learn it? You know, we know how hard it was for ourselves. You know, we have friends in this industry, and, you know, we know how long it does take to become a proficient technician. Delivering a high quality.
There's not one product. Way either.
Right.
There's no right way, no wrong way. You know, perfect example, all three of us have done it different. We run our businesses different. We do things differently. You know, we look at things, we're like, why are you doing that? Just like Dave said earlier, there's no right way or no wrong way. So figure it out. The other thing
is. The next one. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Ryan.
Go for it. You're good. Go for it.
No, go ahead.
No, you're good.
Go ahead. Do it.
Do you think?
PDR is coming known. So not only what we do, but the benefits is becoming more and more visual.
Social media helped.
Yeah. Well, you know, what are some of the benefits of PDR? Eco-friendly.
Time.
I would say maybe some of the value of the vehicle, maintaining your value of the vehicle. What else? Less abrasive, obviously. And that's probably about it, right?
Yeah, keeping your claims down with your insurance company.
Yeah.
One of the biggest things in our industry is the time.
Yeah, it's crazy because I think it takes a long time to do some of these complex dents. And I think, Dave, you had a dent, I think it was, what, maybe 15, 20 inches long on that crease that you sent me?
Oh, the Benz door. Yeah,
the Benz door. What was it, like 20 inches?
Roughly.
It looked like a baseball bat.
So it takes a skilled technician because it bounced off the brace and then came back and hit it. So you know you're going to have some issues around that brace.
It was a 2018 Mercedes-Benz GLE 350 at the bottom of the door. So they have these large, you know, that bottom body line to the bottom of the door is a large panel, that area of panel. And it was from the front of the panel, pretty much three quarters all the way across, and like if not wide. To the edge. Yeah. Probably about a good 2 to 4 inches wide. And we sent him an estimate and the response we got was, why so much? It's just a shallow crease.
And I can
probably find it and screen share that. So kind of let everyone know, but, you know, actually, I do have it right here, but yeah,
that's the education part.
Yeah, so
that customer doesn't understand the benefits.
But once he understands that, as he drives his car to the body shop, they write him a $2,200 estimate and tell him they're going to keep the car for, you know, two weeks, seven business days, and we're going to paint the whole side of the car.
Yeah, this was the vehicle here, and so. He said, why is it so much? It's just a shallow crease. So this is obviously not just a shallow crease. And there's obviously a lot going on. And this is a complex repair. What we kind of say for creases, what do you have to do? Get that board parallel to the damage. Well, this is at the bottom of a door, and I'm supposed to
look I would take the door off.
So what I, that's what I said.
You know what I mean? And so these are all the things that, you know, go into a repair like this. Are you going to take the door off? Are you not? How are you going to work it? There's so much involved in this repair alone that, I mean, it's a very extensive repair. And so we had to respond with points on why the estimate was so much and had to break it down for them, and did recommend getting estimates from other either body shops or PDR companies. We're confident in this repair. I mean, I'm confident that I can repair this myself. And, you know, and I think that any one of us can. But what a body shop is going to charge you is going to be a lot more than what we were. You know what I mean?
Of course.
So trying to just educate that customer, and if they end up not going with us, that is fine. But we did at least give them reference points on why we charge this much and why we are the best and what we can deliver. So, yeah, I mean, you know, that's it. Yeah, it's crazy.
Definitely. All right, Ryan, you want to go to the next one or the next two?
So what do we got? The benefits before now. PDR info is more available. We just went over that one. Insurance companies valuing PDR is up. That is a definite.
Yes, they're writing more and more estimates for PDR.
And I don't know if you guys realize, and this is a lot of information just because I deal with a lot of insurance companies. A lot of these insurance companies are going to this profit saving. And what that is pretty much you're an estimator. You write $1 million worth of claims a year. And then they go in and they say, okay, well, you wrote $1 million worth of claims, but you saved us $350,000. And what that is it goes off of your total profit. They get a bonus at the end of the year of how much money they saved, as in what they're writing. So it's a 6-hour dent. They beat them down to 4 hours. Or it's a $2,000 hail car and they beat us down and it's a $1,700 and they do that for 5 hail cars. So, you know, the insurance company, it's definitely a benefit for them to keep the cost down. And a lot of this, a lot of these adjusters, newer, younger adjusters, are learning about it right out of school, you know, right out of their adjusting school. For I had a Geico guy 2 weeks ago that was right out of school and was all about paintless, and I loved it. You know what I mean? I mean, you couldn't ask for a better estimator than that, because you get some of these caveman old estimators that hate paintless and don't believe in it. So it's definitely something new that is coming to the industry and sparking the younger estimators.
Good. So after we just went over the five trends that we feel as though is benefiting the PDR market current day. I know, Dave, you're running through some questions. Go ahead.
Techs are fixing larger damage.
Ah, that's a good one.
You know, some of the stuff that, I mean, you're even fixing, it's taking all day. You know what I mean? It's going to take a tech all day to fix one dent. I mean, look at Bryce Kelly. Some of the stuff he's fixing, come on.
Oh man,
you know, that's a trend right now. It's a trend for these dent guys to be putting in doing larger and larger damage. So and that's all we can do.
Setting the bar.
And and the only thing, you know, that gets tough with that is, I mean, you're 9, 10, 12, 14 hours of just pushing, man, and that takes a toll. But what we're delivering compared to a body shop is huge, you know, by us fixing that larger damage, we're saving these vehicles. You know, and then we can get into the whole price thing if we wanted to, but you know, on why we're not as much as a body shop when we should be and everything else. But you know, we are still delivering a superior, you know, repair.
Yeah, and if anybody doesn't think this superior, then I don't know why every body shop owner, worker, or anybody would rather go PDR than anywhere else.
Yeah.
They will call their PDR guy and be like, hey, can you fix this? Knowing that they're hoping we can fix it.
And now it's with the larger damage. You know, they're coming and say, hey, can you fix, you know, it's the side swipe. And they're like, what can you do with it? And it's like, all right, come on now. You know, where did we go wrong here? Where it's like dime nickel size dents. And now all of a sudden you got someone who T-boned and you want me to come and take a look at it. Like, I don't understand. but it's still good for us, you know. At least it's cool though. If we can fix it, then like let's go.
The other thing is some glue.
The other thing that we're doing for the body shops are these colors on these cards are getting harder and harder to match.
Yeah.
These guys are like, I don't want to touch it.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do and build me what you need to build me. I don't want to touch it. And you look at this, you look at it as, really? You can fix it for less. I don't care. I don't have to deal with the customer at the end of the day.
Is that material cost or is just hard to match?
The colors. I mean, Ford Pearl Red, the Candy Apple Red, gorgeous car, gorgeous color. Good luck matching it. I did that Mazda 5 SUV. It's called Metal is the color code. You're painting 3/4 of the vehicle. It's a 4-stage. It's not even a 3-stage. It's literally a 4-stage. So, you know, it's only getting worse. So,
yeah, I think I heard you got to paint it like in a figure eight.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's ridiculous. So I don't think any painter wants to do that at all. I wouldn't want to. All right, so let's go on to these questions because the chat is just rolling. Dave, have you been – I know you've been answering these. anything that we need to go over or what?
You can start at the top, but, you know, but still there's a couple tool things here. Do any of you have a double bend and a single bend that accepts the R4 or cherry tip? Something thinner than a half inch but longer than 30 to 36 inches. Seems like that's the only option. Ultra
is thinner than a half inch by a hair.
Okay.
I mean, by a very little hair.
Thinner than a half inch in that length would be tough because it would flex. Yeah,
start to flex. Yeah. Correct.
So
Ultra is the only one. I'm telling you, Ultra tools will fit in a half inch hole, but it's super, super tight.
Yeah,
and they only have a double bend.
But and the cherry tip won't fit though because it the way it flares out like that. So the answer
really needs to fix that, man. They really need to machine that down.
Yeah,
there's a lot. There's a lot here. I mean, there's a lot of material.
It's longer than 36 inches. That's a long tool. 38, 42 inches.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to have any torque. You know, there's a lot of room there for them to machine.
They have to machine that. They have to. Because, I mean, that when you put it on a Ultra Dentools, it just sits on top. There's like another at least an eighth collectively, like, you know, 16th of an inch hanging off of it. So, yeah, definitely that.
Had asked how long have each of us been in the industry. I said 8 years. Chris, you said 13. And Ryan, you've been in?
18 years.
Ryan's been pushing
17, 18, something like that. One.
Yeah.
What dentile is the most versatile? 22 heavy and 35 light.
Yes.
So me and Ryan picked up the 22 heavies last year at MTE, and I use it primarily for fenders. And if I have a door that's open and I can snake it through there, I'll try to use it on that, maybe a lower body line or something like that. And then Dodge Challenger doors, I can still get that, you know, with the right bend, I can get that. I just wish it was a little bit longer. So that's why I want the 35, primarily for Dodge Challenger door body line dents. You know, so that 22 gets there, it can do what I want. And if I tape that tip up on that 22 heavy, if I just use the regular metal tip with a lot of tape, you still get a nice soft push. But I just wish I had a little more torque up top. And that's where the 35, I think, light duty would come in. Chris, I think you have both.
Yeah.
You have the 30. You have both. So.
And what I would do to add to that is I'll probably get a 35 heavy. The light sometimes is just too light. And so.
As in it bends?
Yeah, it bends. It bends. It may bend over 15, 20 pushes on certain repairs. And then I'll have to kind of rebend it or find a kind of different leverage point that doesn't need as much, you know, power. But I don't know. I'm like 50-50. So if you got the money, I would say get both 35s because the longer it gets, the more leverage the more, you know, power you're going to need. So I think the heavy is just better, honestly.
Those heavies are so hard to bend, man. I mean, I stick them in lifts.
Harder. Yeah.
Cooling. I mean, those things, it's a beast of a tool, man. It really is a beast.
Yeah, I really do. I use my 22. It stays in the cart now. It has made its way into the cart and it stays there. So those are the two that we would recommend if you're going to get a dent dial. How'd you guys get into the industry? I was a porter at a body shop and there was a hail guy there working on a car. And I said, I want to paint cars. And he said, no, you don't. And it was, that was it from there. I think 19, 20 years old.
I was a security guard for a dealership that my dad had the contract for, training to be a technician. I already went through the ASC certification. I was literally walking on the Snap-on tool truck in any day and just dropping my entire, you know, education, spending 20 something grand. I was just like, whatever I can get for 20 grand. And the guy was like, nope, don't do it. And the next day I got a job offer. So that's how that worked. How about you, Ryan?
I used to work at CarMax as a manager, and I'd see these guys come in and I watched them for a few months and I'm like, damn, that, you know, this was back in the day when it was pretty much Dent Wizard and maybe a couple random guys out there, but ruled the market. And I watched them for a few months. And I was like, man, that's cool. And then a good friend of mine, Mr. Dave Johnson, comes strolling in and he looks at me and he says, oh my, you know, couldn't believe I worked there. We lost touch. And he says, man, we're making so much money. And I was like, I've been watching you guys for months. It's freaking awesome. So we talked for a little while and I quit my good management job at CarMax and off I went to the whiz.
Yep. What other thing? Do you guys go down windows with the dent dial? Yep. The 35 light though. I really don't do it with the heavy. It's just not enough. The 22 is just not enough length to it. So.
I will. It just depends on the vehicle.
Yeah.
For me, it depends on the vehicle and the damage. Like, I know on those Dodge Challengers, I mean, I've cranked on that glass, like, trying to fix a dent, and I'm like, I know I'm going to break it.
Yeah.
And they don't break. Like, and I'm cranking on this.
Hey,
to, like, I'm.
How about this? Don't call me tomorrow and tell me you broke a Challenger.
I know, right? Right? So.
He's asking if he's jinxing himself.
I do. I know. But I do go down the doors with it. Especially if I need it. Like, if that's the tool that I need, then that's what I'm using, you know?
Yeah, no problem at all going through there, so.
There was somebody asking if we're all going to MTE.
Yes, we are. We all go. Order today. What else? Box, PDR. PDR box machine. Largest dent in your first year, what was the largest dent you guys ever did?
I don't even remember. We didn't do small. Large dents. Yeah,
it
we
was
didn't
very
do
small.
Yeah.
I remember my first large dent, and like that I thought was large, wasn't until like I think two to two and a half years in. And I don't know if I think it's still on my Instagram, and it was a Mercury Mariner.
Right? Oh man.
Is that what the escape looking ones? Is that what the SUV one? The Mercury Mariner. Yeah, it looks like the escape, but it's not.
It's an escape with just a Mercury logo on it.
Yeah, so it was that on the quarter panel about the size of a football. And I'm like, oh well, I have this glue stuff, and I remember glue pulling, and I wonder, you know, and it had the flat worth tabs, you know, with the line down the middle,
the oval
stuck. Yeah. The oval one. And I stuck, I think, three of those on there. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. You know, it actually looks like it's going away, you know? And, this was at a wholesale lot, and the company that I worked for there said, hey, if you need to drill it, go ahead just to bill it. So, at that time I drilled, you know, but as a 2.5 year tech, you still don't know what you're doing, why you're drilling a hole. You're just sticking a metal rod behind this panel and trying to fix it, you know? So I got it perfect. You know what I mean? At like 2.5 years. And that was, I think that was, yeah, that was the first time I ever took like a before and after picture of, you know, my first large dent. And I still remember it to this day.
My first large dent, I would say, I'm surprised no one has found this, but this is my old YouTube channel here. And it has 4 subscribers. It's still alive if you guys can find it.
It's looking like my YouTube channel. What are you talking about?
So it's still live. That's it, guys. You got to find it. They only have like 100 views per video. But these videos are almost 8 years old, and you'll see some nasty repairs. Now, there's an iPhone in basically 2011, 2010. So the image quality is not the best. We don't have the 4K and the nice, you know, cameras that we have today. But if you guys are interested in what the dents that I was doing when I was about a 3-year tech, 4-year tech, I guess, there's my little YouTube channel that I don't have the login for. So, any other questions here?
Push and Polish said he'll be leaving where he works now to chase Hale next year. Is there any tips or knowledge he would need to know to ease the transition? So actually, Push and Polish, we had a Hale chaser on our show not too long ago, and he was actually talking about this transition.
Christian, right?
Christian, I believe, yeah. Christian. So if you go back a couple of live episodes, we actually had someone on here talking about this transition of Route Tech to Hale. So if you want to go into that, but mine is, you know, my word of advice to have is to have a good accountant.
Yeah. Save your money.
That's it.
Now, I would say, I think social media, a lot of guys are not using social media to grab, you know, business with Hale. I know Mr. PDR, I think he's done some work for you, Ryan.
Joey.
I know he was, I mean, if he got to me, you know, 30 seconds before the other guy reached out to me, he would have had, you know, the deal and helped me out. So Mr. PDR has been leveraging, you know, social media and Instagram, the DMs, you know, a lot. As soon as, you know, you could just follow hashtags like Hail Damage or Hail and just DM a lot of guys. You know, a lot of guys are posting Hail Damage. Like, hey, you need some help, let me know. Here's my work. You know, all that stuff.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about doing it through Instagram, because your portfolio is already there for everyone to see. So they can see the quality. And that's why, you know, we preach about having before and after videos and stuff like that, at least on an Instagram. Mm-hmm. That, you know, and that's the easiest way to kind of keep a portfolio if you're not keeping before and after pictures on your phone and stuff like that. You know, that's fine. But at least having a place for everyone else to see, too. You know, the quality of work that you produce. And if it's not the best, it's okay, because there's guys out there, you know, who still need help. And if you don't, you know, don't have the highest of quality, it's okay. The person that you may hit up may, you know, may want to work with you and get you to that next level. You know what I mean? So hitting people up in the DM, like Chris said, you know, like
it works.
Hey, I said, yeah.
That's how you me and you met, it. Chris.
Yeah.
Chris and I met. Yeah. From Facebook and Instagram, and
going down in the DM.
You know, you know what? One thing I can truly say, and I haven't it's probably been the last 4 or 5 years I've really kind of sat back and watched. This industry is actually pretty cool. You know, the love for everybody. I mean, there is some drama out there, but I was at SEMA. Oh. I ran into Mr. PDR, Joey. I ran into Don Cavanaugh from Dentcraft. Just the love out there, you know what I mean? So if you guys are young and trying to get in this industry, when you get in, it's pretty cool. You know, it's I'm in a completely different state, and I'm running into guys, and they're drinking beers with me or having dinner or just sitting there chatting, you know? So this industry, it's a pretty cool thing. I mean, I got my two dudes here that we talk every single day. So, you know, you never know what's going to come out of it.
Yeah. So making that transition, you know, into Hale, I think, you know, just be prepared. You're going to be away from home. And if you're cool with that, you know, then that's awesome.
And it's going to be hard.
Make sure the people that you're going to be working with are trustworthy and that you're going to get paid on time. That's huge. The first time ever I quote unquote went to go chase Hale, which really wasn't go to chase or anything, but I went to go help Ryan out in Baltimore. And that was the first time I ever did it. Not even realizing that, like,
and I screwed him and kept all of his money.
You know what I mean? And that wasn't even like a flicker in my head because of just the relationship we had built before I even went out, which was really, really cool. So I had no worries about that. But if you're going out and you're, you know, going to be working for, you know, some of these broker companies or some other guys, just be, you know, weary of who you're going to be working for and making sure that they're, you know, it's going to be a trustworthy team. If not, then just take everything you can.
Now, the other tip that I do have for Hale chasing, get yourself workman's comp insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And garage liability insurance. It'll help you get set up with the correct broker. Some of these brokers won't even take you because you don't have insurance. So that's a bigger deal than you think. And a lot of guys don't carry it because it's a cost. But I'm big with insurance. I'd rather be overinsured than underinsured.
Not only that, you may get the opportunity to set your own deal up. You may just get in that storm quick. The guy just likes you and just say, look, let's get started. He's going to want all that information. Or when I think when I opened up my first shop, it was just like, hey, need a shop. I'll pay you 3 months up front. What do you want to do? He said, okay, no problem. First thing I had to do was call my insurance company. He faxed over all the information. He gave me the keys as soon as that fax happened. Done. You're not trying to sit there and set up insurance and this, that, and the third. It's a joke. So
it's a big deal.
Garage liability and I don't know what we have. I think it's $2 million or something. But anyway, yeah, go ahead and get the garage liability insurance for sure. So have any of you guys ever used the hot box? I think someone was asking. I've used it.
I don't like it either. It's got its place, but I don't think. I don't know.
You think it has its place? I don't know.
Some big, nasty stretch dents, some push to paint stuff. It's got its place.
Now, this is a hot box, right? So this is not the power PDR box.
Yeah. We're talking about the little tab you're holding. Yeah.
I think it's got its place. I saw a demo on it, but never used it.
I think it's got its place.
I play with it, and I think I'm faster with a tool. I know I'm faster with a tool.
Oh, yeah. So. With glue. I mean, yeah, no doubt.
It's not that quick.
But you're not going to get as tired with a hot box.
I'm more worried about burning the paint.
Yeah, when you got 3,000 dents on a roof.
You know.
You're just do. You know, that's the only other thing. But yeah, you don't know. Yeah, I'd be scared of that too, right? I mean, like, yeah, I don't want to burn the paint on one spot and you're done. Yeah. But it's the same thing on the reverse side for us. One spot and we can crack. So, you know, it's almost the same risk you take. Just getting good with the tool that's in your hand.
Yeah, I don't know. It just doesn't show well. I mean, I've been to MT 3 there for like the last 3 years, and people they allow people to play with it. Just the reaction people get is like, I don't know.
I think the power PDR box is definitely
now that's good.
Yes.
Yeah, that's panels I heard. So
it looks like. Q's asking if any of us are ARC certified. As of now, no. I was actually looking at taking the class, but it was the week that I was at SEMA. So I think it's definitely something that we should look into, something I've looked into because I do a ton of Teslas. So it's definitely something I want to look into and do.
Garage keepers insurance, What do you guys think there's a lot of PDR work in Las Vegas?
There's a lot of rental. There's a lot of rental car work in Vegas, but it's going to have to be something you're going to have to scout out.
Had someone actually I worked with actually a couple years ago. He had contacted me actually through Instagram. He had came from Vegas to Indiana, which is only maybe 35, 40 minutes away from me. So he was just going to be over the border and had contacted me and look, you know, see if I had any extra work or anything like that. And he had was in Las Vegas and he had mentioned something about it being saturated. But I feel like every technician does that. So I'm only taking that for what it is. But I mean, in Las Vegas itself or Vegas, I don't know what their market is. Off the top of my head, that's the only info I'm going off of.
What is the gentleman name, that moved out there? Was it Vegas or Utah? What is the guy that we saw Ryan? I forgot his name. That we saw at the Kiko. Not Jonathan.
David?
Well, David, yeah.
He lives in Arizona.
Arizona. All right.
Yeah. There you go. So Weltham one day had a question. Should I put something underneath it when I knock it down? And then he asked, how do I shock the metal? So we're trying to go through. Ja brought up that he had a question. I think that was the question. If not, Welton, one day, state your question again if you can, because we have.
He said there was a dime-sized den. I was trying to help him out throughout the chat. It said there was a dime-sized den. He said it was in a brace, and he had fabricated a pipe with a single bend and put a tip at the end and tried to push the metal out on his hood. I think this is more of a DIY thing. So it's kind of hard for me to explain, I guess, in our lingo, what we do, you know, through text. It's hard without actually seeing what's going on in the panel.
Yeah. Someone asked, can you remove oil canning? And yes, supposedly the Power PDR box can, for those of you that are not looking at the chat.
Yeah, I have not successfully... Once it oil cans, I have not successfully shrunk metal to where it's completely flat again. I have shrunk metal to where there's either a little hump or a little, I guess, outie, but it's more of a wave, but it's still out. It's not completely flat. So I don't know how the Power PDR box does.
Yeah, I spread the dent. So when it starts to oil can, depending on the dent, obviously, but I'm not going to attack something that I know is just far gone. But if it's on that edge, you can kind of spread it out and turn that probably something that's like 1 or 2 inches into something that's like 8, 9 inches.
Big gradual wave.
It is what it is, man. But yeah. No, it won't even be a wave. Like it will look beautiful when it's done, but it's a lot of work because literally you're charging, you know, what he sees is a 2-hour dent. You're like, no, dude, I got to, you know, bring this dent to something about 8, 9 inches and then bring everything up. It's just crazy. So, you know, but I have done that before. The cost and speed. Anything else that we're missing here? Well, first of all, we want to say happy birthday.
Oh, man.
It is his 22nd birthday.
Yeah, buddy. Just got my AARP card.
The guys in the chat, go ahead and wish Ryan Shutt a happy birthday, please.
Monday.
A warm happy birthday.
Monday.
And on YouTube with his friends.
Yeah, buddy.
So as we come close to that hour, go ahead and get you guys questions in if you can. We'll go start wrapping this up. But I want to definitely thank everyone for joining us. Definitely. Don't forget to get that thumbs up button on your way out. We greatly appreciate it. We had a lot of people watching the show. So definitely appreciate the support, guys. And there you go. Happy birthday, Ryan. There you go.
Yeah. And make sure you guys book that MTE trip. I'm telling you, it's such a good time. Chris will be writing, doing his taxes, and me and Dave will be down there talking. So you're more than welcome to join us. We'll be at the bar.
Anybody want to buy me ginger ale? but if you guys, we're going to do a dinner, right? Or at least a brunch.
At least get together. Right? Yeah, do a little get together.
So if you guys are down there, definitely hit us up.
We'll have a little more information when we get a little closer. Maybe the week before we'll kind of put the plans out there. So, you know, go at that rate.
Sure. Yeah, and don't be intimidated. Please just walk up.
Yeah, no problem.
Like, we're just going to say hi.
So after many years in the PDR industry, you guys are still excited about the work you do. That's so awesome. Happy birthday. I'm very excited. I love going to work pushing metal.
Every day.
For sure.
Every day.
There you go. I got ginger ale drinker. That's what I'm talking about. Ginger ale. I even watered that down.
I'll have some Captain and ginger ale. I'll drink those with you.
Oh, man. All right, guys. I appreciate it. Here it is, 10 o'clock. We'll see you on the next live show, which is next week at 9 p.m. Guys, go ahead and do your plugs.
Dave, Windy City Dent Repair. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, Snapchat.
That's it for now. You're on LinkedIn now. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, I'm not like super active, but yeah. Word.
Yes, MT is open to the public. It's Twitter. $90 for the training day.
Yeah, it's
and what, $30 to get in admission or something?
And if you're just starting out, the training day is definitely worth the money.
It's worth it. Well worth it.
Correct.
You'll be upset that you just don't have enough time to go to everything because it's mm-hmm. it's a lot of knowledge out there. So watered down ginger ale. Yep, that's me.
Ryan, RPS Dent Repair out of Baltimore. Trying to push my YouTube channel, so check it out, RPS Dent Repair. Got some.
All right, go ahead and link it.
Got some four videos.
Yeah, we all have YouTube channels, guys. So you can either click on our names here in the chat, or I think, click on our names here in the chat and go to our channels, hit subscribe. We're going to be trying to put out some Dentless Touch style videos. We're trying to, you know.
I can't remember these guys.
We're trying to catch up here. We're late to the game.
Listen to Dave. Dave doing motion pictures. I'm over here doing Skittles.
It's okay, yeah, Jonathan, though. Training day. So, Jonathan, they have a
education day.
Education day. So there is an advanced training offered by PDR College. They do an advanced training, I think, 2 to 3 days before. You can check their podcast out, I believe, on iTunes, Spotify, app, all that stuff, wherever you can find a podcast. It's called PDR College. And they offer an advanced training. I believe it's pretty expensive, but it is 2 to 3 days before the actual Mobile Tech Expo. And then there's an education day. I don't know if they're doing one or two, Ryan. Do you know off the top of your head?
Starts Wednesday through Friday.
Got it. So their education days and their classes throughout the day. Some pertain strictly to PDR. Some pertain to business development. Some don't pertain to PDR in any way, shape, or form. But yeah, so they have some education days before the actual show.
And we actually
shows as well.
We went to the Kiko one, and there was some really good information there. So, you know, you're never too old to learn.
Yeah. And you'll see a lot of the guys in a lot of the same rooms and stuff like that, and, you know, and say, hey, you know, what do you think about that? And you guys can, you know, share information. It's a really great time, guys. So,
yeah.
Yes. Catch us on the next one.
Chris Dentless Touch. You can catch me on Instagram. That's pretty much where I'm at majority of the time. Facebook, LinkedIn, and none of that Snapchat. I'm not even on that stuff. I'm not even going to try to put – nah, don't follow me there. But anyway, guys, thanks for watching, and we'll see you on the next video next week.
See you guys.